Track 2 of the Internet Research Agency Indictment by Robert S. Mueller III, Special Prosecutor, United States Department of Justice. Indictment. The grand jury for the District of Columbia charges. Introduction. Number 1. The United States of America, through its departments and agencies, regulates the activities of foreign individuals and entities in and affecting the United States in order to prevent, disclose, and counteract improper foreign influence on U.S. elections and on the U.S. political system. U.S. law bans foreign nationals from making certain expenditures or financial disbursements for the purpose of influencing federal elections. U.S. law also bars agents of any foreign entity from engaging in political activities within the United States without first registering with the Attorney General. And U.S. law requires certain foreign nationals seeking entry to the United States to obtain a visa by providing truthful and accurate information to the government. Various federal agencies, including the Federal Election Commission, the U.S. Department of Justice, and the U.S. Department of State, are charged with enforcing these laws. Number 2. Defendant Internet Research Agency, LLC, parenthesis, quotes, organization, end quote, and parenthesis, is a Russian organization engaged in operations to interfere with elections and political processes. Defendants Mikhail Ivanovich Bistrov, Mikhail Leonidovich Berchik, Alexandra Yurevna Krylova, Anna Vladislavovna Bogacheva, Sergei Pavlovich Polozov, Maria Anatolyevna Bovda, Robert Sergeyevich Bovda, Jekun Nasimi Ogli Aslanov, Vadim Vladimirovich Podkopyev, Gleb Igorovich Vasilchenko, Arina Viktorovna Kavarzina, and Vladimir Venkov worked in various capacities to carry out defendant organizations' interference operations targeting the United States. From in or around 2014 to the present, defendants knowingly and intentionally conspired with each other and with persons known and unknown to the grand jury to defraud the United States by impairing, obstructing, and defeating the lawful functions of the government through fraud and deceit for the purpose of interfering with the U.S. political and electoral processes, including the presidential election of 2016. Number 3. Beginning as early as 2014, defendant organization began operations to interfere with the U.S. political system, including the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Defendant organization received funding for its operations from defendant Yevgeny Viktorovich Prigozhin and companies he controlled, including defendants Concord Management and Consulting, LLC, and Concord Catering. Collectively, quote, Concord, end quote. Defendants Concord and Prigozhin spent significant funds to further the organization's operations and to pay the remaining defendants, along with other uncharged organization employees, salaries and bonuses for their work at the organization. Number 4. Defendants, posing as U.S. persons and creating false U.S. personas, operated social media pages and groups designed to attract U.S. audiences. These groups and pages, which addressed divisive U.S. political and social issues, falsely claimed to be controlled by U.S. activists when, in fact, they were controlled by defendants. Defendants also used the stolen identities of real U.S. persons to post on organization-controlled social media accounts. Over time, these social media accounts became defendants' means to reach significant numbers of Americans for purposes of interfering with the U.S. political system, including the presidential election of 2016. Number 5. Certain defendants traveled to the United States under false pretenses for the purpose of collecting intelligence to inform defendants' operations. defendants also procured and used computer infrastructure based partly in the United States to hide the Russian origin of their activities and to avoid detection by U.S. regulators and law enforcement. Number 6. Defendant organization had a strategic goal to sow discord in the U.S. political system, including the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Defendants posted derogatory information about a number of candidates, and by early to mid-2016, defendants' operations included supporting the presidential campaign of then-candidate Donald J. Trump, parenthesis, quote, Trump campaign, end quote, end parenthesis, and disparaging Hillary Clinton. Defendants made various expenditures to carry out those activities, including buying political advertisements on social media in the names of U.S. persons and entities. Defendants also staged political rallies inside the United States, and while posing as U.S. grassroots entities and U.S. persons, and without revealing their Russian identities and organization affiliation, solicited and compensated real U.S. persons to promote or disparage candidates. Some defendants, posing as U.S. persons and without revealing their Russian association, communicated with unwitting individuals associated with the Trump campaign and with other political activists to seek to coordinate political activities. Number 7. In order to carry out their activities to interfere in U.S. political and electoral processes without detection of their Russian affiliation, defendants conspired to obstruct the lawful functions of the United States government through fraud and deceit, including by making expenditures in connection with the 2016 U.S. presidential election without proper regulatory disclosure, failing to register as foreign agents carrying out political activities within the United States, and obtaining visas through false and fraudulent statements. Count 1. Conspiracy to defraud the United States. Number 8. Paragraphs 1 through 7 of this indictment are realleged and incorporated by reference as if fully set forth herein. Number 9. From in or around 2014 to the present, in the District of Columbia and elsewhere, defendants, together with others known and unknown to the grand jury, knowingly and intentionally conspired to defraud the United States by impairing, obstructing, and defeating the lawful functions of the Federal Election Commission, the U.S. Department of Justice, and the U.S. Department of State, in administering federal requirements for disclosure of foreign involvement in certain domestic activities. Defendants. Number 10. Defendant Internet Research Agency, LLC, is a Russian organization engaged in political and electoral interference operations. In or around July 2013, the organization registered with the Russian government as a Russian corporate entity. Beginning in or around June 2014, the organization obscured its conduct by operating through a number of Russian entities, including Internet Research LLC, Media Synthes LLC, Glavset LLC, Mix Info LLC, Azimut LLC, and Novinfo LLC. Starting in or around 2014, the organization occupied an office at 55 Savushkina Street in St. Petersburg, Russia. That location became one of the organization's operational hubs from which defendants and other co-conspirators carried out their activities to interfere in the U.S. political system, including the 2016 U.S. presidential election. A. The organization employed hundreds of individuals for its online operations, ranging from creators of fictitious personas to technical and administrative support. The organization's annual budget totaled the equivalent of millions of U.S. dollars. B. The organization was headed by a management group and organized into departments, including a graphics department, a data analysis department, a search engine optimization, parenthesis, quote, SEO, end parenthesis, end quote, department, an information technology, parenthesis, quote, IT, end quote, end parenthesis, department, to maintain the digital infrastructure used in the organization's operations, and a finance department to budget and allocate funding. C. The organization sought, in part, to conduct what it called information warfare against the United States of America through fictitious U.S. personas on social media platforms and other internet-based media. D. By in or around April 2014, the organization formed a department that went by various names but was, at times, referred to as the, quote, Translator Project, end quote. This project focused on the U.S. population and conducted operations on social media platforms such as YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. By approximately July 2016, more than 80 organization employees were assigned to the Translator Project. E. By in or around May 2014, the organization's strategy included interfering with the 2016 U.S. presidential election with the stated goal of, quote, spreading distrust towards the candidates and the political system in general. End quote. Number 11. Defendants Concord Management and Consulting LLC and Concord Catering are related Russian entities with various Russian government contracts. Concord was the organization's primary source of funding for its interference operations. Concord controlled funding, recommended personnel, and oversaw the organization activities through reporting and interaction with organization management. A. Concord funded the organization as part of a larger Concord-funded interference operation that it referred to as, quote, Project Lacta, end quote. Project Lacta had multiple components, some involving domestic audiences within the Russian Federation and others targeting foreign audiences in various countries, including the United States. B. By in or around September 2016, the organization's monthly budget for Project Lacta, submitted to Concord, exceeded 73 million Russian rubles, parenthesis, over $1,250,000 U.S. dollars, end parenthesis, including approximately 1 million rubles in bonus payments. C. To conceal its involvement, Concord labeled the monies paid to the organization for Project Lacta as payments related to software support and development. To further conceal the source of funds, Concord distributed monies to the organization through approximately 14 bank accounts held in the names of Concord affiliates, including Glavnaya Linia LLC, Mercury LLC, Obshepit LLC, Potential LLC, RSP LLC, ASP LLC, MTTS LLC, Complex Service LLC, SPB Culinaria LLC, Almira LLC, Pischevic LLC, Gallant LLC, Retex LLC, and Standard LLC. Number 12. Defendant Yevgeny Viktorovich Prigozhin is a Russian national who controlled Concord. A. Prigozhin approved and supported the organization's operations, and defendants and their co-conspirators were aware of Prigozhin's role. B. For example, on or about May 29, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators, through an organization-controlled social media account, arranged for a real U.S. person to stand in front of the White House in the District of Columbia under false pretenses to hold a sign that read, quote, "Happy 55th birthday, dear boss," end quote. Defendants and their co-conspirators informed the real U.S. person that the sign was for someone who, quote, "is a leader here and our boss, our funder." Prigozhin's Russian passport identifies his date of birth as June 1, 1961. Number 13. Defendant Mikhail Ivanovich Bystrov joined the organization by at least in or around February 2014. A. By approximately April 2014, Bystrov was the general director, the organization's highest-ranking position. Bystrov subsequently served as the head of various other entities used by the organization to mask its activities, including, for example, Glavset LLC, where he was listed as that entity's general director. B. In or around 2015 and 2016, Bystrov frequently communicated with Prigozhin about Project Lakhta's overall operations, including through regularly scheduled in-person meetings. Number 14. Defendant Mikhail Leonidovich Berchik, a.k.a. Mikhail Abramov, joined the organization by at least in or around October 2013. By approximately March 2014, Berchik was the executive director, the organization's second highest ranking position. Throughout the organization's operations to interfere in the U.S. political system, including the 2016 U.S. presidential election, Berchik was a manager involved in operational planning, infrastructure, and personnel. In or around 2016, Berchik also had in-person meetings with Prigozhin. Number 15. Defendant Alexandra Yurevna Krylova worked for the organization from at least in or around September 2013 to at least in or around November 2014. By approximately April 2014, Krylova served as director and was the organization's third highest ranking employee. In 2014, Krylova traveled to the United States under false pretenses for the purpose of collecting intelligence to inform the organization's operations. Number 16. Defendant Sergei Pavlovich Polozov worked for the organization from at least in or around April 2014 to at least in or around October 2016. Polozov served as the manager of the IT department and oversaw the procurement of U.S. servers and other computer infrastructure that masked the organization's Russian location when conducting operations within the United States. Number 17. Defendant Anna Vladislavovna Bogacheva worked for the organization from at least in or around April 2014 to at least in or around July 2014. Bogacheva served on the translator project and oversaw the project data analysis group. Bogacheva also traveled to the United States under false pretenses for the purpose of collecting intelligence to inform the organization's operations. Number 18. Defendant Maria Anatolyevna Bovda, a.k.a. Maria Anatolyevna Balyeva, worked for the organization from at least in or around November 2013 to at least in or around October 2014. M. Bovda served as the head of the translator project, among other positions. Number 19. Defendant Robert Sergeyevich Bovda worked for the organization from at least in or around November 2013 to at least in or around October 2014. R. Bovda served as the deputy head of the translator project, among other positions. R. Bovda attempted to travel to the United States under false pretenses for the purpose of collecting intelligence to inform the organization's operations, but could not obtain the necessary visa. Number 20. Defendant Zeykun Nasimi Oğlu Aslanov, a.k.a. Ceyhun Aslanov, a.k.a. Jay Aslanov, joined the organization by at least in or around September 2014. Aslanov served as head of the Translator Project and oversaw many of the operations targeting the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Aslanov was also listed as the general director of Azimut LLC, an entity used to move funds from Concord to the organization. Number 21. Defendant Vadim Vladimirovich Podkopayev joined the organization by at least in or around June 2014. Podkopayev served as an analyst on the Translator Project and was responsible for conducting U.S.-focused research and drafting social media content for the organization. Number 22. Defendant Gleb Igorovich Vasilchenko worked for the organization from at least in or around August 2014 to at least in or around September 2016. Vasilchenko was responsible for posting, monitoring, and updating the social media content of many organization-controlled accounts while posing as U.S. persons or U.S. grassroots organizations. Vasilchenko later served as the head of two subgroups focused on operations to interfere in the U.S. political system, including the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Number 23. Defendant Irina Viktorovna Kaverzina joined the organization by at least in or around October 2014. Kaverzina served on the Translator Project and operated multiple U.S. personas that she used to post, monitor, and update social media content for the organization. Number 24. Defendant Vladimir Venkov joined the organization by at least in or around March 2015. Venkov served on the Translator Project and operated multiple U.S. personas, which he used to post, monitor, and update social media content for the organization. End of Track 2 of the Internet Research Agency Indictment.